The man looked surprised. Well, yes, it's quite... He glanced at her neck, apparently troubled not to see an ID. I'm sorry, do you... Fourth floor, please. I came in such a hurry, I barely remembered to put on my underwear. She laughed, stealing a quick look at the guy's ID. James Thyssen, Finance Administration. Do you work here? The man looked uncomfortable. Miss... Gabrielle let her mouth fall slack. Jim, I'm hurt. Nothing like making a woman feel unmemorable. The man went pale for a moment, looking uneasy, and running an embarrassed hand across his head. I'm sorry. All this excitement, you know. I admit, you do look very familiar. What program are you working on? Shit. Gabrielle flashed a confident smile. EOS. The man pointed to the illuminated fourth floor button. Well, obviously, I meant specifically, which project? Gabrielle felt her pulse quicken. She could only think of one. Pods. The man looked surprised. Really? I thought I'd met everyone on Dr. Harper's team. She gave an embarrassed nod. Chris keeps me hidden away. I'm the idiot programmer who screwed up voxel index on the anomaly software. Now it was the bald man whose jaw dropped. That was you? Gabrielle frowned. I haven't slept in weeks. But Dr. Harper took all the heat for that. I know. Chris is that kind of guy. At least he got it straightened out. What an announcement tonight, though, isn't it? This meteorite. I'm just in shock. The elevator stopped on the fourth floor. Gabrielle jumped out. Great seeing you, Jim. Give my best to the boys in budgeting. Sure, the man stammered as the doors slid shut. Nice seeing you again.